Hello everyone, and welcome back to I Couldn't Be YouTuber, so I decided to make a podcast instead. This is going to be another experimental episode. We're about on episode number 56, so about like season 2, 8, episode 8 or something, 6, 7, or 8. I'm just gonna do a weekly status update. I'm not gonna say the month or date or time of when this was recorded, just because I'm not in the mood to talk about it. But I want to talk about some of the recent reads I've had, some of the highs, some of the lows, where we're at. So for Back to the Doctor, 2002, chapter 1400 was beautiful. It took an international scope. It took the moral high ground, and we just saw I saw a man buried alive. Quite simply, if I wanted to be, what was it, very clickbaity, that would be the easiest way to, that would be the easiest way to put it. I saw a man buried alive. It was beautiful. It was dark, but not in the way you think. And if that, what's a more blunt way of putting it? Blunt, but not as clickbaity or attention-grabbing title. It would be. It was basically just a medical dispute. That's like the most boring way to put it. I like to put juxtapose two together because one is I know clickbait, which everyone knows, like attention grabbing. That's just the status quo. And the other is the more straightforward, very blunt, which is just it was a very, very high level medical dispute, and it was very, very just beautifully put moral high ground because that's the way to go. Back to 2002 to be a doctor, it is refined. It is very, I'm very lucky to have read it when it was written and kept up with the updates. I hope it does get translated. It will be on my to be translated. I need to make a list called to be translated. Back 2000 to be doctor, just beautiful. Recent chapters, it made the Hippocratic Oath look beautiful. What was the one about math? Oh, it was Polymatter. But Polymatter did one about math. Math and Linus Tech Tips, talking about, the next generation of ARM. And the beauty of mathematics. If you talk with any Asian, you'll notice they have a high regard for engineering, science, and math, and not as much for businessmen. Like business and merchants aren't looked as up upon. Like money makes the world go round, right? Like that's a very common saying in the West. But like, yeah, even though businessmen mint the coins, there's very low regard because they don't study the classics, right? Like there's been a shift from CEOs being businessmen to engineers. So. How is this relevant to the topic? Oh yeah, about doctors. So this is a very polished novel. Like there is content being created here, and on the food poll, the writers are the writing gods, and I'm just a critic, right? So I'm like pretty low on the totem pole. Like my only status is I'm a glorified reader. That's basically what I'm doing as a critic. I'm trying to because I couldn't find anyone to talk about it, so I had to make my own space to try and talk about it. And I don't expect to be the godfather of web novels. I'm far from it, because I haven't written anything significant, but at the very least I can try and promote it. So that's my small contribution to the field, if any. There are I couldn't make videos because I couldn't figure out a way to do it legally while still keeping anonymity, right? What is it? I was recently reading a book called Crazy Trainee Lawyer, right? Because a lot of the stuff I do is very underground. I don't want to what is it? Everything I say is kind of sensitive because I don't want to go in front of a court and just like mea culpa myself or whatever. Like I know a little bit about law, like not enough to protect myself, but just enough to get myself in trouble, right? That's always like a very dangerous point. Like, but at least I'm not completely ignorant, right? I read a lot of law novels. I watch The Wire. I watch Yes, Minister, and I'm like, oh, so this is what the world is like. It's much more dangerous than I expected. So, there's this famous quote that said, "Boys have to protect tech, boys have to protect themselves when they go out." 男子一定要保护自己，出去一定要保护自己. Basically, men have to protect themselves when they go outside, right? This is a reference to harem web novels and harem protagonists, but also in a legal sense, there's things you can and cannot do, right? Sometimes if you break the law and you're in the gray area, you can legally, whitewash yourself, right? But you'll always have that black stain, right? So it's all about integrity. It's about doing things the right way. And there are ways to go about it. And so, from a legal standpoint, from copyrights and IPs and whatnot, there's a lot of things I want to deal with. There's some battles I want to fight, some battles I don't, right? Because sometimes it's dangerous to be first, right? Because you're going to get targeted, you're going to get lawsuits, and I can't afford, well, I probably could afford it. I don't want to. And at the stage of my life, I really can't afford the time it takes. So I'm quite conservative in the route that I've chosen, which is podcasts, right? Because I can still claim, it's just, it's, I don't like talking about legal stuff because it's just self-incriminating. So I'm not going to. Like, what is it? There's a couple of like law things on YouTube, which are like, there are 50,000 laws in the book, right? Like, there's no smoke without a fire. Like, flies don't bite seamless. I never understood a lot of these metaphors until, like, you start to apply it. Like, flies don't bite seamless eggs. I didn't understand. Now I do. Now, basically, if you have a perfect shell, right, or if you have a perfect egg, flies can't bite it. There's no reason to bite it. There's no smoke without a fire, right? So someone's done something. And if you've done something wrong, like, as most people probably have, because there's so many laws, right? No one's perfect. No one's, to use a religious term, no one is God, right? No one is without sin. So it's more like, how much effort do people want to go after you if you're a public figure, right? We've all done shameful things in our lives. I don't think anyone could say they lived a life according to the law. I don't even think lawyers do that, right? It's just more a matter of how big was the offense and how much effort are people willing to chase after it. And yeah, my offense may be small, but I still don't want to air dirty laundry unless I have to, or like apologize for it, right? Even companies, they don't, they have a like whole legal team saying I'm just, a one man operation at the moment. So let's just not get into too much legal stuff. But yeah, so I did study a little bit here and there, just a basic YouTube video and maybe various law codes, but not enough. That's not my like main profession, I'll tell you that much. But that does give tell you a little bit inside my background, right? When you stare into the abyss, the bear stares back into you. Nietzsche, used out of context, because that's existentialism and philosophy, often used out of context, because it is a longer quote to that, actually. I remember reading it, but I cannot recall it. It's just not coming to mind. So there was Back 2000 to be a Doctor. It was great. It was all about evil dragon slaying. As I said, more clickbait is just how it is. Evil dragon slaying, right? They talked about a dragon on his horde, which is basically all these companies, right? There's all these evil dragons, but they're also fighting a bigger dragon, an evil dragon called Time, right? Like, and in order, like, I remember listening to Neil deGrasse Tyson. I love going on tangent. I was listening to Neil deGrasse Tyson, We Stop Dreaming. Very, very beautiful series. Very, very beautiful speech. I love the videos. It's like, the Hopi experimental movie. Sorry, I was talking about that. Neil deGrasse Tyson, We Stop Dreaming, which is basically like, penny for NASA, and now we're at like 2.2 pennies for NASA. It's more about like the budget, how much we spend on NASA. You look at the stuff like those SSC, not by Troy Boy, it was by Troy Boy did OG, Bobby Broccoli. His video on the super SSC, the soup some something super collider, superfluous, or some sort of adjective before SSC. So, and it was all about like the sacrifices of particle physics, right? And not astrophysics. It was, what is it? Not physician. They're quantum physicists, right? Yeah, like particle physics, they got a lot of attention, military attention, but then they had to go from big science to small science, right? Big science being institutionalized science funded by the government, small science being commercialized and private. Very, very unique, a lot of cool arguments. And it's just, when you know more, you're able to engage with the content more, right? Like, there are various ways to go about it. You write an essay, you think about it, you talk about it, just all the sacrifices that have to be made, right? You take for there's a song that I'm very always very very scared to talk about, which is Dreaming. Let me find this title. Oh, Dreaming. So chasing. It basically just translates to chasing dreams. This content in and of itself, combined with like, my identity, is a very, very sensitive topic, because I am just honestly scared to engage in certain sensitive topics. Even though they're important topics, I just don't feel comfortable opening myself up to those topics. I don't want to be in the cross, like, What is it? Churchill once said, like, if you don't have any enemies, you haven't done anything in life, right? If you haven't left any regrets, it means you haven't d made any important decisions. And it's like, I kind of know what I'm getting myself into. I know enough, but it's just, I don't want to get bogged down in the mire. What is it? The political term by Robots Kick the Giggly Blue Robot, which is the on Radiolab, which was jumping to, oh, it was More Perfect by Radiolab, or Same People by WNYC, which was, jumping into the political thicket. I don't want to get stuck in the weeds. I want to talk about some high level and philosophical stuff, but I keep an eye to the ground to be aware of the potential obstacles. And I think, a lot of these obstacles, some of these are going to prepare beforehand. Some you just have to figure it out as you go along, right? But as you know more, you do more, you have to worry more. And it's like, I'm not at that stage of having to worry about all this stuff, but I'm a little paranoid, so it's always in the back of my mind. Sorry, this is all boring housekeeping and meta stuff, and not a lot about web novels and webtoons. So I'm gonna keep this short. I wanna keep this below 20 minutes. This can go longer. I can extend it longer, but I don't think the content is gonna be good if I extend it longer. So I wanna keep this relatively short, right? I wanna keep this concise. I wanna keep the quality good. So there's a lot to talk about. There's webtoons. I've all this is web. I'm starting to realize there's so many more webtoons to the point where I cannot keep up with the content that is being created. There's some great content out there that I'm maybe past the point of consumption, right? I don't consume enough anime and manga to keep up. Like, I know the series because I read it. I would like to say I'm about like 2 to 4 years ahead of the curve. At the same time, the curve is ahead of me, right? Because, there's always more content being created, and I'm just here as a part of the audience. So I will always, I don't think I'll ever be ahead. Right, I think we're fighting against one of the strongest. Oh, that's from a sci-fi quote. We live in Nanjing. 我们生活在南京. The strongest force in the universe is time. And then some people would say like money is used to buy time, right? Things that you can spend money to solve problems with, is not a big problem. I mean, it's a problem for a lot of people because if you have money, money brings friends. And I never really understood the quote, but my understanding of it changes over time, right? The world is a playground for the rich, all this very spiteful stuff, because I had to worry about all this stuff, right? A lot of interesting quotes from About Life, right? Which is like, some people spend their whole childhoods to fix their life, right? Preparing for life. And some people spend their whole life fixing their childhood. And you, both can apply, right? I was listening to Selene talk about, Selene from Niji Sanji Yen, which is a VTuber group, was just like, why not both, right? And it's like, I remember hearing that same quote in a different context on Trash Taste as well. Why can't you both be happy and horny? It was very funny. Both of those are like somewhat related, because it was like, it was on the, I don't like talking about like certain questionable content. I guess the term would be lewd, just because it's not my style to air that stuff out. I'm very Dr. Jackal, right? It's like I'm very repressed in what in image, right? I'm too early to think about brand image, but it's just I'm very Dr. Jackal and Mr. Hyde. I have a Dr. Jackal side. That's like the side I love to portray myself as. And then I know I have a Mr. Hyde side. It's just my Mr. Hyde, I keep him blocked in the closet. He's my degenerate side is just I personally think very well hidden. It's in a locked box. It exists, but I just very Mr. Hyde. So it's like in content of like, boobs and butt, like I cannot speak of it at a high level. I have to acknowledge that it exists, right? I engage with it on a personal level very deeply. Not like, that's not 100% true also, but it's like, I'm really dancing around the concept because I'm not a very straightforward person, if you can't tell by the way a podcast. But yeah, that's just more a personality thing. So definitely, I put on, as with most internet personalities, a persona of sorts. But for the most part, I'm pretty genuine. I just keep certain things hidden. As I said, very Dr. Jackal. What'd be a good, oh, Professor Lando. Like, no, I know the characters, but I myself do not engage in those topics publicly. In private? Yeah, no, I don't even talk about it in private. I have very deep thoughts about it, that's for sure. But I do not air dirty laundry. It's just a cultural thing. Very Japanese. or Asian cultural thing. I think that even applies for India, China, and Korea as well. Sorry, I love to throw smoke bombs, by the way. Like, when I mention countries, I always try to keep my content or discussion, even like on Discord, like very region specific, and I try and t tailor my responses to very specific regions, just because I'm sensitive about that stuff, unfortunately. Give me a sec. I'm gonna mute myself as I take a drink. Anyway, enough about me. I know it's fun to talk about yourself, like as a podcaster. It's fun to talk about yourself, plus it's a good way to tell a story just because it's conversational flow. But you guys are here for web novels, so let's talk about web novels. Back 2002 with the Doctor, we have the Eve slaying evil dragons metaphor and corporations, big tech, right? I was watching some videos on big tech and undersea cables, and I'm like, frick, the world runs on money, and it's like, oh man, these guys are controlling the lifeblood of the internet economy, right? ICT. Right, there's the whole server and domain hosting, and then there's just the underwater sea cables, right? People have to lay that stuff, and guess who's paying to lay it? It's not just corporations, it's big tech, right? Because that's what's limiting the internet industry. So big tech is laying down cables. Starlink by Elon Musk is a future technology. Google, remember back in the day, tried to do the cloud. A lot of these projects that fail, people will forget because people are very forgetful. Even the news cycle is very forgetful, right? You know, the Google balloon project, because if it fails, it's not relevant to you, right? But when you know that, like, it's just knowledge that you have to live with. That's just, you know, the cost of age. As you grow older, you gain more experience. It's just something you cannot avoid, right? Like, when I was a kid, I paid no attention to the news. The news did not affect me, so I just did not care for it. But now that all these things are starting to affect me, it's not even something that I want to necessarily know. It's just something I'm forced to engage with if I want to have some sort of power or agency or feel a sense of control over what's going on, right? Why are the gas prices going up? I don't oh, there's as I said, I don't like disclosing certain personal details. And just applying like relevancy. I like to keep a sense of distance and disembodiment from like, you know, content and personal life. Like I don't even necessarily use that knowledge per se. But it just things I consider, right? Like why is the gas price going up? Why are computer chips going up, right? I don't build computers, right? I don't do certain things, but I'm still aware of it because I know it may affect me in the future. If not today, it will in the future. I said I worry about too many things, and you know, you only have so many things you can worry about, which means I probably am spending too much free time. But that's just how I operate. Anyway, back to web novels. So there was back 2002 to be Doctor, Crazy Trainee Lawyer. There was one I binged, 400 chapters. It was online. There was online gaming. A game designer, pretty good. It was one of the better ones in the genre. There are bad game planner ones, which is just all about games and it's all about mobile games, which is fine. Losing Money to Be a Tycoon was one of them. There was another one just all about building games, and almost all of them involve mobile games. Novia, which is the creator that made Angry Bird, Flappy Bird. That's a very classic example. PopCap games with Plants vs. Zombies. You know, I've studied and watched videos on the backgrounds of it. By the way, videos are great. They're even better than textbooks. It took 20 years to get YouTube from where it was in 2002 or whatever, from what was it, broadcast yourself was the old motto. They don't even have a motto anymore, to where it is today in 2022, right? All the content creators, what they've done with the, I love it. I love that there's so much content and knowledge. I kind of hate that I'm not there. Like I'm not actively doing something. Like I am not a video content creator. I cannot make the content that I want fast enough to scale. I just cannot do all those things, right? Like if I wanted to just make videos, fine. But I have bigger responsibilities to myself that I just cannot engage with that at a high level. I cannot invest that time. If I were to, the time to have invested it is when I was younger, when I could afford it. I still can. It just the risk is much higher, and it all there will always be a sense of risk that you just don't understand when you're younger. But now that I'm older and I have more options, I just it is not a risk I can afford to start to take. I can. But I just, as I said, you know, life choices. We all make choices. Is this recording? Oh, it is recording. Thank goodness. Let me check if my audio is actually clean. Sorry, because there's a couple times when I just, the way the USB cable is attached or whatever with the audio cable or the aux cable, it just messes with unclean audio. Because I'm using a headset mic. Yeah, I don't care about the quality of the microphone as I'm caring about just the content. All of this will hopefully improve if I decide to invest more time. I think the biggest thing is time and quality, and then everything else, the equipment is not as relevant, at least not at this stage. We're still at the experimental stage. I mean, I still got plenty of years in me to just, mess around with this low level stuff. Back to that, to be game designer, lawyer, that was one I binged. What was the one I just recently binged 500 chapters of? It was a celebrity entertainment urban life web novel. Not only I make bad only I make bad movies. That is like the new top urban life. There is like, build a city to show you, and no, yeah, make a city to show, build a city to show you, and then build a system to study. Those are like two of the top urban life web novels. I have a couple of top sci-fi, which is The Outcast, Starrank Tonner. What was it? Tomorrow Hasn't Arrived, Ming Er Wei Ling, right? The Last Sunrise and Wandering Earth. All these sci-fi movies and books. Yeah, The Outcast is huge, counterfeit hero, extraordinary mecha, like all of these titles in my head that I want to introduce and talk about one by one. That's why I almost like exclusively reserve a podcast spot, because I just wanted to go through my two reads. I don't just want to make a list and say to be this is done. I want to be a critic. I want to talk about these things. I cannot find anyone to talk with, and even if we talk, it's just, have you read this? And it's like, oh, what'd you think of the ending? And it's like, oh, it's pretty good, and it's very simple, very Discord. And it's hard to talk about any of this on a voice chat because it's like, you're not never gonna go in depth, right? Like I have all these thoughts, which to be honest are quite boring, but I wanted to say something. I wanted to be a critic. I want to engage with it at a deeper level than just being down in the comments section, or down on a bullet tag of a certain line. They're all cool, but I want to create content, man. I want to create a video. I want to create audio content that, people can talk about and spread discussion. And at the same time, I also wanted to make friends. That was actually my main goal. I had no one to talk to. And so I was like, I talked to myself, and this is. Podcast, I think, is a very lonely endeavor because I am talking. Like, I know maybe somewhere in the future someone will listen to this. Maybe. If I get one listener, I'd be happy. But right now, I'm just talking to myself. I'm talking to my future self and a future audience that doesn't exist yet. Maybe you guys will in the future. Maybe we'll have a lot of, web novel readers. But at this moment, it is just me, myself. Oh, I don't even want to talk about my location. As I said, I'm very sensitive about my surroundings. I don't know, I could be at the beach right now. I don't know. Oh, so many sent like it's so many as I said, I don't like talking about my personal life. I try to keep it private, but I know it's gonna get leaked somehow. It's just how it is. But I like to keep it as private as possible. As I said, I'm purely internet persona, but like, I can think of a million places where I'll dox myself or something. But yeah, I just wanted to talk about all these things, and so there was this beautiful. What was this beautiful entertainment? At the beginning is beautiful. The end, as with most entertainment, urban life not becomes a tycoon. Why do I use the word tycoon? I think it has a lot to do with playing Obies and Roblox back in the day. I don't want to call myself an OG, but I still remember when the advertisements were Escape the Plane, the Eiffel Tower advertisement back in 2012 or 2013 or whatever, those Roblox advertisements, the swords. There was also like the tank battles, the sand battles in World War II servers. I mean, Roblox servers are older than Minecraft servers, I think. I'm pretty sure Roblox servers are older than Minecraft servers. That sounds right. Well, then Terraria, even Blockheads, like the iPad, Apple mobile game, that was awesome. I didn't realize Blockheads, that is a very in-depth game. When I talk about Blockheads, I talk about Blockhead the game by the Flash game by the Swain, not the mobile game, but they're both very deep. Tried speed running that. What was it? Okay, let's just look at chapter 400. I read it recently, so it'll pop up really quick. Not Light Barrier. Light Barrier is interesting, though. 470? 470 should make it pop up. Chapter 470. The star wants to retire. Sorry, peeking the microphone. The star wants to retire. Frick yeah, that was amazing. Okay, the first couple chapters, so hard to get through for me. Because I've read the preface multiple times, but I just never had the attention span nor the drive to read past the first chapter. Once you make it past the first chapter, the book... Okay, if you can make it past the first five chapters, if there is just something keeping you there, I give that book 50 chapters, right? Like... Urban life is my bread and butter, okay? That, like, it used to be isekai. It used to be wuxia. It used to... I have a lot of bread and butter because I read a lot. But urban life is... I won't say sacred, but it is special, right? There is Star Ranked Hunter. There is the nostalgic classics, Star Ranked Hunter, Superstars of Tomorrow. But, sci-fi, apocalypse, I have so many special web novels. But for whatever reason... I love urban life. It's not even a guilty pleasure. It's just the truth, right? I love do-over. I think because what it started out with, it's what got me into web novels, right? I was looking for do-over web novels, and I couldn't find it in the English genre. That's what made me hop from English web fictions to web novel, because I could not find anything. There was no anime for me to watch, my dudes. I know I'm probably talking to a male audience, because, I'm a male person. I'm reading male web novels, so I don't... Unfortunately, I don't expect to have a lot of female listeners. So yeah, apologies. I don't have any female content. I'd like to work on that, but I don't read BL. Okay, it's just sad. But it's the sad truth, I have to admit. I'm trying to get into it though. I can appreciate some good, like, soft BL romance and what. Bromance is fine. I have a hard time understanding it. I'm gonna be honest with you. As I said, I love to portray an old persona. That is just my style. Maybe just being old is a mindset, right? Age is just a number, and so is prison is just a wall or whatever. No, but being old is a mindset, right? Because you can always be young, but age is just a number. Being old is just a mindset. Prison is just a wall. sorry, that's actually a famous meme for talking about lowly hunters and what. I don't want to get into that. As I said, I don't engage too much in lewd stuff, so my content into culture is very... windowed culture is very specific and niche, so I will miss out on a lot of memes. My internet literacy and culture is pretty in-depth, but it won't be as in-depth as streamers are. That's just the truth. But I will always, almost always... I always think of myself as humble, right? I don't think I'm overly humble, because I just don't think I'll ever be good enough. I know there will always be people better than me, and so that's the way I keep myself humble, right? Like I even think this is still humble bragging, right? But sometimes it's better to be over humble than it is to be arrogant, right? But yeah, there are some amazing readers out there, like just insane people who've read. I will always talk about this. People who've read Martial Goddess Sura, which is 6,000 plus chapters. Nihar, right? There are people who've read Bringing a Farm to QQ Farm to Live in Another World. That's Saf Vim, as he likes to call himself, 8,000 chapters plus. There's Divu, who's read web novels multiple times, might I add. I don't know how he does it. He says he reads it on a bus, and I'm guessing he reads mobily. Insane. He has two tabs open. Insane veteran. I am never going to compete at that level. Like, I know to some extent I'm not your average reader. I'm a pretty monster binge reader. My reading speed is fast, but I don't have the persistence that they do. I do not have the time that they have. I do not necessarily even have the youth that they have, which is, I know I'm lying to myself on that, but I do not have the youth. I love to tell myself I do not have the youth or the time or the energy or maybe even the money that they have, right? I know I'm lying to myself on some of those aspects, if not all of those aspects I just mentioned. Part of it's just a persona thing and a personality thing, but that's what I like to lie to myself when I tell myself that, to make myself feel better, take myself out of the running. But on some level, that is true. I've never completed a 3,000-plus chapter web novel. Now, that's still humble bragging right there, right? You can see, right? It's all about context, right? To an average reader, anything above 2,000 chapters, reading 100 chapters is a milestone, because that means you've read a light novel. Reading above 200 chapters means you've read more than a Japanese light novel. That is a milestone, Right? I can literally lay out milestone by milestone by milestone of the path that I have traveled. It is a very lonely path because I had no friends. It's anime to li I've talked about this before. Anime, no anime. I don't even know where it went. I tried video games for a time, but I never got into it. That's why I got into anime, right? It's just a lot of co-current things all at once and just a lot of things. By the way, this is not a straightforward path because I'm doing a lot of other stuff at this time as well. Anime to manga. That was a relatively quick transition. Just I could not find anime. I could not. I actually went from books to anime. So I started off as a book reader for a majority of my early life. Like I never stopped reading. Ever since I learned to read, I never stopped. I'm not gonna say when, is because more personal life stuff. I like some of this I really shouldn't be keeping sensitive or private, but it's just how I am. I want ever since I learned to read, I never stopped reading. I never stopped going to the library. I had a library card. I used it. Okay, I used it daily. I may not have been the library kid, but I checked out books daily, daily, daily. Da like I am I no joke. I checked out books daily for many, many years of my life, and then it became weekly, and then it just transitioned. But for a majority of my life, I read books weekly. To this day, I still read. It's just no longer books anymore, right? Then I ran out of stuff to read. I constantly hopped genres. I hopped authors. I found authors I loved, and I couldn't find any more content because there were no content being written that I could read. Right? There was Andrew Clements, Frank Cottrell Boyce. Andrew Clements passed away recently, so he's gone now. Brian Sanderson. I hate all of his series. I don't like it. Well, I don't hate it. I just don't enjoy reading it. Right? The Beyond Brandon Mole. Right? Beyonders. Rick Riordan. But that's all my childhood, right? But I couldn't find anything to read. And when you're discontented, you will find things to do because people don't like being bored. I think being bored is amazing. It is awesome to be bored because that's when you do crazy stuff and you find new things. So I found anime, and I couldn't find any more. Steins Gate. So then I found manga, right? This is not a straightforward path. And I read all the classics: Pluto, Plevelmius, Kurokochi, right? Fushigi no Shonin, Yomiwari Sensei, Freedra. All these. I experimented everything and everywhere. Korean. I tried. I even considered learning the language at one point, and then I stopped. Russian, Japanese. Like I tried all that stuff. I didn't try Arabic because I couldn't find a Duolingo for that. But German, I tried it. Okay, not like seriously, but I did. I just did like sprinkles. Like there is a language I did a little bit more of, but I have attempted French before. I cannot say this in good faith. Like as I said, there's this level of bragging and humble bragging. I cannot say that in good faith because I never like put a year's worth of time into studying it. Like if you're gonna study a language, study it seriously. Like, I'm not talking a month. Maybe 3 months at minimum, but I think a year is enough to tell you if you love it or not, right? Learning a language is very much like learning music. Kind of got to force yourself to do it or have someone force you to do it. Like, French is a beautiful language, beautiful poetry. People would say Arabic probably has better prose, but French is some beautiful. I always imagine it as one of the better romance languages. It's just a personal bias of mine. Spanish could very well be very beautiful as well. Languages of culture, Japanese with anime. Then a transition to manga. Couldn't find anything with manga, so I found light novels. My light novel period was relatively short because there's just no good content when I was reading. Okay, I got myself a hold of the hands of Log Horizon, but I don't have a lot of disposable income on my end. So, that as I said, this is a very sensitive topic. I don't like talking about. So I couldn't find any translated Japanese stuff. So I got to where I am today reading web novels. Everything. English web fiction. I was looking for do-over. That's how I got into urban life. And now we return to our urban life and entertainment spiel. I've probably talked about that path and journey so many times, but I have no one else to podcast with me to tell myself to stop, and I suck at having conversations. So I will pretty much be a one-man show because I'm a very introverted person, and I am not good at conversation. I am especially not good at conversation with other people because I think too quickly, and I am very impatient. I cannot wait for I don't know whether it's I enjoy hearing myself talk. It's more like I enjoy thinking a lot, and I enjoy thinking quickly. And there are very few people who can think and talk as fast as I want a conversation to go. If you can't tell by my podcast, I think of a million things. My mind operates almost at a level faster than I can speak, okay? When I talk, though, my inner voice is so quieted because I'm so focused on speaking. I'm not even like working on articulation because, I have personal accent. We all have personal accents specific to our region. I as I said, you can tell just by accent where I'm from, relatively speaking, in terms of like English and whatnot. But like, I'm not very clear. I don't have what I consider an accent, but I know my speaking is not always the clearest, especially with a bad microphone, headset microphone. But at this stage, I'm just working on quality. How do we get here? But yeah, when people are talking, I think of a million. I cannot focus. I cannot listen properly. It is a big flaw of mine, I acknowledge. But I cannot bring myself to slow myself down. I don't know why. Maybe I just feel like I would be a lesser person if I did that, if I couldn't think quickly. And expecting other people to do the same, to think, I don't know, there is just too much arrogance thinking I'm thinking faster than them, if that's even a good thing. But I feel like I don't necessarily want to give up that ability, right? I feel like I'd live a lesser life if I did that. It'd be sad. It wouldn't be as enjoyable, right? It's the curse. It's a blessing, it's a curse, whatever. But yeah, sorry. I don't enjoy talking. It's a weird dichotomy of I don't enjoy talking and I don't really put in the effort to make friends, right? Or make relationships. So, I mean, it's a little bit of I get what I deserve, but Anyway, back to Urban Life Entertainment, my bread and butter. Like, oh, and to be honest, I just love reading. I love stories so much. So I usually give things a good 20 chapters. I can usually tell what's coming. I know what to expect. I know what I enjoy. I know what I want out of a web novel, which is some drama. I can't give you the specifics. I can't give you a checklist, but I know what I enjoy. I have guilty pleasures. I know a novel is trash, but I'll still read it anyway, right? Harem especially, so I don't engage with that stuff. Like, I don't go, surprisingly, I don't go down a dark path. I'm still, as much as I'm off the beaten path of mainstream stuff, I'm still very conservative. Or I guess the term would be, I don't know, conservative has certain connotations. I'm just not, I don't tread down niche paths, I think would be a better way to put it. Because, using conservative and liberal as labels is a very bad labeling system. I gotta find different. So they're very niche paths, right? Fan fiction path, dark cultivator path, right? So what some people would call edgy content. It's more like mature, dark MCs. There's mature MCs. There are dense protagonists. There are dark MCs, right? Like, grim dark or villain MCs, right? Villain thinking, right? Or just people who don't care about the reputation as much. Like black and white or gray protagonists, as I like to. Not Eminence Grease. Very cool term, by the way, Eminence Grease, the Gray Cardinal. But I'm going to call them gray protagonists, right? Morally gray or morally neutral protagonists. That's a fun way of putting it, rather than just saying, oh, I love paragons of virtue. No, I don't enjoy reading protagonists with paragon status. But I enjoy a little bit of neutralism, right? I am a little bit of a fence sitter. Like, I sympathize with that. But urban life, I want a good story. There's a lot of paths you can take. You can take the dream path. That is a path I enjoy a lot. I love, but I will read a lot of things: history, entrepreneurship, artifacts. Like, if you have a good story and you have a solid idea and you enjoy loving what you write, like, I cannot. Even if you follow everything I say, I may still not like your story. I'm a very fickle critic, okay? I acknowledge that. I'm very human. So I will love what I love and I will praise things. If I enjoy it, I will praise it. And if I don't like it, I'm not at the stage yet where I'm good at criticism. And giving criticism is also being vulnerable, opening myself up to saying, I don't like this, right? And I'm very sensitive about people's feelings. I know it's a little bit, some people would call it like, praising a little bit circle jerking. So it's like, if you want a good review or something, I can give that and I will praise you to high hell. And, some people, may find that offensive or whatever. Oh no. But it's like, I don't like bringing people to, I don't want to like thrive on that negative energy. I want to bring more positive energy. And maybe one day we'll get to constructive criticism. But I'd rather talk about things I enjoy and love first before I talk about things I hate. Now, things I hate may be more stronger, but if I can, I want to keep this relatively positive energy. And like if I find a good web novel, I don't. I may give a warning that says I don't like this. I didn't enjoy reading this web novel, but I know it's a good web novel. I can't tell you why, but I know people enjoy it. I'll say that. But if I find a web novel that I love, I share web novels that I love. People may ask me, "Have you read this?" And I'll tell you, "Yeah, I didn't really like it." But that doesn't give you a reason to read it. You know what I mean? It just says, "Oh, this like if you're here to read what I enjoy reading, then fine, right?" Like, maybe that's the audience I want, people who like-minded individuals. And maybe sometimes I want an individual who says, "I don't like what you like," right? And because not everyone's going to be me. And I think if everyone was me, it'd be a very boring web novel community. I think it's nice to have like-minded individuals, but you also have to want to have individuals who have their own line of thinking, who enjoy now, as I said before, there's certain clashes, right? Like I know I will never be fully integrated into the BL community. It's just not my community. It is not something I can appreciate at this current moment of my life. Maybe if I have, I'm gonna be honest with you, I've tried to get into BL so many times because I've run out of content. Whenever I run out of content, whenever I get bored, I will try and look for more. I always do things I'm familiar with, but I will always look for more. And I know there's a huge plethora of web novels in the BL and fanfiction community. But one is I have high standards, and two is I just don't enjoy the content. So it is hard for me to read content I don't enjoy unless there must be a content. There's either I don't enjoy the content, which is a problem with me, or there's no content that is good enough to be accepted by me. You see what I mean? So there's a little bit of both, right? Like if there's a work good enough, then even if I don't enjoy, maybe the material, it is good enough that I enjoy reading. You see what I mean? It's like I'm not gatekeeping, right? It's just like there's just no good content that'll suit me. But not everyone reads the same way that I read, or imagines the same thing that I do, or everyone has their own reading habits, right? Like, I think I'm confident enough to say I can imagine a world when I read, because I've had enough reading experience. I've spent a majority of my life reading to the point where I can imagine a whole world when I read. I don't read manga anymore. I literally straight up read words, and I can imagine a whole world, and it is just a beautiful, it's not a very elegant or a beautiful world, but it's a world that's good enough that keeps me reading, right? Like, no kidding, I can imagine the ships, I can imagine the city lights, I can imagine the sight. I don't necessarily have a mind palace. I'm not transported to another world. Well, actually, that's not true. I am, as I said, words are hard to say. It's hard to communicate properly. Like, I'm not saying like I physically am there. I am in a different world. I am transported. I'm isekai. No, but like in my mind's eye, right? I don't even know if that'll even translate well enough. But in my mind, in my head, I can. Like everything, single thing the author writes, sometimes the descriptions are just short enough that it leaves it to the imagination to explore and fill in, and it is great. Oh my Lord, I can talk about web novels all day. But yeah, so this, I haven't even talked about the title yet. The Star Wants to Return. Oh, frick! I'm gonna need to give this its own podcast. Oh, I'm getting too excited. Sorry, I'm trying to bring my energy level down because I get really passionate when I talk, and I go insane. Sorry, I'm gonna have to pause this. This is supposed to be a week. This is 40 minutes. I'm gonna make the Star Wars to Retire a whole another episode. We're gonna stop here, so I'm gonna take a moment, gather my thoughts before I actually record another episode of just the Star Wants to Retire. I'm gonna try and calm myself down before I rehype myself up again. Frank, I found my energy again, and it is very late in the day to do this, but that's okay. It's okay. Anyway, so that's about it for this experimental episode of, weekly updates, where I'm at, what I'm reading or something. I don't really have a title. What is it? Where I'm at, what I'm reading, weekly updates, future of the channel. I've hosted very a lot of very experimental episodes recently because I haven't recorded a serious podcast episode or even released it because it's just a lot of work and finding the time and energy. But yeah, that's about it for this episode of, season 2, episode 8, approximately episode 56. I'll include the titles and details of what I release and don't release, but this is just fun to record. Now I'm out of energy to actually record. The star wants to retire. I gotta strike when the iron is hot. Anyway, too many metaphors. I need to clean up my podcast. I need to get better at storytelling, and I need to create better material, when even if it's just audio. Anyway, yeah, that's about it for the I Could Be YouTube Said I Make Podcast Instead. I forgot to announce that at the beginning. We'll stop here.